Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, in the third decade of the 21st century, I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our friend Kelly Vlahos, executive editor with the American Conservative. Kelly, tell us about the American Conservative and how we can find your work.
Well, we are a magazine that's been around since 2002. Pat Buchanan is our founder, along with Scott McConnell and Taki Theodopoulos. They wanted to provide like an alternative conservative magazine. They were concerned about the run-up to the Iraq War. And it's basically become sort of like a, I wouldn't say alternative, but it is sort of a slice of conservatism that really is dedicated to sort of like local mainstream conservatism, has evolved over the years. And we very much still dedicated to foreign policy, but also now issues like, you know, the economy and the culture wars, and, you know, just providing a voice for regular, you know, American conservatives. Mm-hmm. So we're really focused on, you know, sort of America first policies, bringing jobs home from overseas, you know, getting out of like useless wars, bringing troops home, taking care of veterans, you know, getting jobs for Americans, you know, so it's, you know, our focus is quite evolved from mm-hmm. the Iraq War days, mm-hmm. but I think we're in good shape right now because so many Americans are gone past the sort of Republican politics of conservatism and just looking for how, you know, for just conservative.
Well, that's the kind of conservative. That's the kind of conservative that I am. I'm not a political conservative. I'm an economic conservative. I'm an America. I'm the kind of conservative that believes what's best for America is good for the world.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that with all my heart. I believe America is a benefactor nation, unlike any other, warts and all. We're a benefactor nation, and if it's good for America, it's good for the world. Now, you can't say that. You can't mm-hmm. say that about China. You can't say that about Russia. You can't say that about Iran. But you can say that about America, and anything that deviates from that, anything that hurts America, is something that I'm probably going to be against. What do you
think? And now more than ever.
Yeah.
Got to look out for ourselves.
One of the things I'm pushing for, and I'm no xenophobe, and I don't have a big problem with the global economy, the global marketplace. In fact, I like it. But I'm pushing for more hemispherization, not so much globalization, but hemispherization, where we do business in this hemisphere without crossing any waters.
Right.
We can be self-reliant, completely, 100% self-reliant, with one or two little exceptions, like some rare earths that we'll figure out how to do without, and do it right here in the hemisphere. What do you think? What's wrong with that?
No, I agree. I totally agree. And it's too bad that so many things have been detracting from good policy efforts like that, you know, and know that Trump in the beginning, you know, of his term had really gone out to renegotiate, you know, trade agreements
mm-hmm.
with Mexico and Canada. And to a certain extent, they did. But
he's
he was constantly being battered by these Russia investigations and these other Democratic ploys to delegitimize his
presidency. Isn't that part of the cancer? Aren't those impeachment processes and the continue to talk about Russia, isn't that part of the cancel culture?
Oh, you better believe it. And if you think of the people that have been canceled because of it, you know, all over the internet, all over mm-hmm. the journalistic world, if you were pointed out to be a Russian agent because you might have thrown mm-hmm. some skepticism about the Steele dossier
mm-hmm.
or the Mueller report. Somehow you're a Russian agent. This has happened to people in my profession, and it's mm-hmm. happened to other politicians. Look at Tulsi Gabbard. You mm-hmm. might not like her. You know, she's a Democrat.
She was honest. She told the truth.
She was honest. She told the truth. And what happened? She's a Russian agent.
Yeah.
And she was, yeah, and the whole Democratic Party apparatus came down on her,
mm-hmm.
you know, because she dared to, like, reach out across the aisle.
They did something very similar to Joe Lieberman in it for different purposes, but they did the same thing to him, and all he did was basically just be truthful. Hey, Kelly, I got to wrap it up. You want to give us the website for the American Conservative?
It's very easy, theamericanconservative.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. Kelly, will you come back soon?
Absolutely, thank you.
Kelly Vlahos, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.